Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
I spoke about the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and that there would be no resurrection if that hadn't occurred. We also read in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 5, which states, "The living know that they must die, but the dead know not anything." Romans 6 and verse 23 says this, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Here are two opposites, death and eternal life. So man has no inherent life. So when a sinner or a righteous person dies, they are dead. The sinner isn't burning in hell fire, as has been the common teaching in modern day religion. Neither is a righteous in heaven. They are asleep. They are dead, waiting for the resurrection, each one in his order. Now let's understand the first resurrection, when it will be, and whom it will be. Notice what it says in John 5 and verse 25. John 5 and verse 25, if you have your Bible, and I hope you do. If you don't, get your Bible. This is important to understand because you want to know where your loved ones are when they die, don't you? It would be comforting to know what happens to them. Real comforting to know that when someone dies, that they aren't burning forever and ever in hell fire. Notice what it says here in John 5, verse 25 through verses 29. "Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live." Now this is Christ speaking here. "For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment, also because he is the Son of Man." Now notice what it says in verse 28. "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice." Notice this, my friend, says all who are in the graves. In other words, all of the dead will hear the voice of Jesus Christ. All will be resurrected. So they are dead, and they will be resurrected. And this includes the righteous. This includes the sinners. It says, "will hear his voice and will come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation or judgment." So there's going to be at least two resurrections, and actually the Bible speaks of three resurrections. Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22 through 23. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22, verse 23. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Yes, it's appointed unto man once to die, as your Bible says, but I want you to understand that the first death isn't the wages of sin. It's appointed to man once to die. If you could live a righteous life from the time you're born until the time you die, you would still die because it is appointed unto man once to die. Because we wear out. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but each one in his order. Christ the firstfruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming." Now we begin to see that there is a first resurrection, and that is what it's speaking of here in this passage. Christ the firstfruits, which has already been resurrected, then afterwards those that are Christ at his coming. Notice what it says in Matthew 24 and verses 29 through 31. Matthew 24, verse 29 through 34. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Now this is speaking, of course, of the time that Jesus Christ returns and the first resurrection. Verse 31, "And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, one end of the heaven to the other. Let me read that again, my friends, because I want you to understand this. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Speaking of the elect here, that's the time that those that are living in Christ, those that have God's Spirit, those that are walking in Christ's footsteps, those that have heard the call and have answered and are living God's way, the elect will be gathered from one end of the earth to the other. Those that are alive in Christ at that time, they will be changed, as we will get into in the next few verses here, next few scriptures. Notice in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13 what Paul has to say about the resurrection. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Yes, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, that it's a great joy to know what happens to you when you die. It's a great joy to know where your loved ones are and that they will be resurrected. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Yes, a resurrection. And this is speaking of the first resurrection. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The first resurrection is speaking of. The dead in Christ will rise first. They aren't in heaven. They are in their graves. They will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall be with the Lord forevermore. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Notice in Revelation 20 and verse 6. Now the passage we just read was speaking about the dead that would be resurrected, those that are in the grave, the righteous that are in the grave, and the elect that would be gathered from the four winds that will be gathered and changed. Notice in Revelation 20 and verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Speaking of the first resurrection, notice verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. The first resurrection, when Christ returns, when the dead in Christ are raised, and the elect in Christ are changed. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes, Christ is coming with clouds, and the dead in Christ are to meet him in the air. If you'd look up the word air in any encyclopedia, you will find it is the material mantle of gases, substances, such as hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, ozone, and many other gases which make up our Earth's atmosphere. Jesus is coming back to this earth. The living saints are not taken to heaven at his coming, nor are the dead in Christ taken to heaven at his coming. He is coming again, not awaiting in heaven the arrival of souls or of saints. Notice this scripture. Behold, the day of the Lord comes. I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. You can read that in Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 9. Yes, Jesus is coming back to this earth to rule it with a rod of iron. Isaiah 2, Isaiah 11, Revelation 2, and Revelation 3 and Micah 4 makes that very plain if you'd like to jot those scriptures down and read them. When his startled disciples watched him depart this earth as he was literally being taken up into the air and disappearing into the clouds overhead, the very first message to ever come down to the earth after Jesus went to heaven was, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes, he is coming with clouds into the lower atmosphere of this earth. You can read this scripture in Acts 1 and verse 11. He is coming with clouds into the lower atmosphere of this earth and will continue his descent until he stands upon the Mount of Olives. Not only are the dead in Christ resurrected at the moment of Christ's return, but the living saints are miraculous change. Notice how Paul, in his famous resurrection chapter of the Bible, puts it. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, that is, all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, at the exact moment of Christ's return, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, 50, verse 52, you can read this. So at the very moment Jesus Christ arrives on this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the dead in Christ are resurrected, caught up into the clouds, and are transported by Christ's angel to meet the returning Christ in the air. At that very moment, very same moment, those living saints in whom the Spirit of God dwells will be changed from mortal to immortal, from flesh to spirit, from human to divine, and will likewise be caught up into the air to meet the descending Christ over the Mount of Olives. His feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, a short walk from Jerusalem. With him will be all the great men and women of the Bible, from Seth to Noah, from Moses to Elijah, from John the Baptist to Paul. Also with him will be millions of people you and I have never known. People who lived their Christian lives in the valleys of Europe during the Middle Ages. People who were persecuted, perhaps put to death for their faith in Christ. Such is a Bible description of the first resurrection. Now we know who is resurrected when Christ returns. We know the living saints will be changed in the batting of an eye, and that they will not precede the dead in Christ, but that all will be caught up at the same time, the time of the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the second coming of Christ. But what of the second resurrection, my friends, of which Christ spoke? What of those who have never had an opportunity for salvation, who have never heard the gospel, never had a chance to either believe it or reject it? After all, the vast bulk of the world's population falls into this category. Christ said there would come a second resurrection, or there would come a resurrection of judgment. And that is the second resurrection that he spoke of, and we will get into this in the future program, perhaps even next week, so keep listening. But in the meantime, if you'd like to know more about what happens when you die and where your loved ones are and what has happened to them, whether they're in heaven, whether they're in hell, or whether they will be resurrected and have a chance for eternal life, have a chance for salvation, we ask you and we invite you to dial us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask for your free booklets, When Someone Dies, and your free booklet, The Resurrection Sequence. There's no cost, there's no obligation, no one will call on you. You won't hear from us anymore unless you request it. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and just ask for your free booklets, When Someone Dies, and The Resurrection Sequence.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.